Today, police led 16 alleged al-Qaeda members into a courtroom in Spain. Authorities in Madrid have not revealed much evidence against the men. They're keeping the details classified. But authorities claim the men were using Spain as a base for operations elsewhere in the world. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Residents of downtown Madrid were enjoying a foretaste of spring in the park across the street from the courthouse when police vans sped up and burly agents with high-caliber rifles jumped out. The vans were bringing 16 al-Qaeda suspects arrested last Friday to be questioned by an investigating magistrate at the court. The proceedings were held behind closed doors, and the judge, Guillermo Ruiz Polanco, kept the charges top secret, as he's allowed to do under Spain's tough anti-terrorism laws. Not even the defense lawyers appeared in public. Spain is taking no chances after the suspects were detained in the largest sweep yet against al-Qaeda cells in Europe. Recently, there have also been arrests in Italy, Britain, and France. Spanish authorities say the 16 suspects are mostly Algerians who received training at al-Qaeda camps before setting up shop in Spain. They were led by two members of a radical Muslim fundamentalist group in Algeria. Police say searches of their homes turned up vats of chemicals along with detonators and other electronic bomb components. Prime Minister José María Aznar said the operation foiled a major terrorist attack using chemical agents. Spanish investigators have linked the suspects to the recent arrests in France of several men who were allegedly involved in a thwarted plot to blow up a French cathedral. Authorities say an al-Qaeda chemical and explosives expert detained last month in Paris had traveled to Spain to meet with some of the Algerians. France is expected to ask for their extradition, according to Spanish judicial sources. And there may be a British connection, too. Spanish authorities have suggested a link to the seven men arrested in London last week after the lethal agent ricin was found in an apartment. U.S. officials have been quoted as saying that terrorists may have been planning to poison the food at a British military base. So far, it's not clear if there's a connection between the latest detainees and any of the other al-Qaeda suspects already in custody in Spain. But it appears that al-Qaeda used the country as a logistics and fundraising base for its operations. Alleged Islamic terrorists were able to blend in with a fast-growing Arab immigrant community on Spain's Mediterranean coast, which is only a ferry ride away from Algeria and Morocco. September 11th hijacker Mohamed Atta visited Spain at least twice before the attacks. Spanish investigators believe that in July 2001, Atta attended an important rendezvous in a beach resort to put the finishing touches on the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.